Julian left the stairs and pulled down on the tiny lever. Immediately, the lights went out. He switched them back on. In spite of himself, he smiled again. What other marvels did this time hold? Here. Julian looked at Grace, who stood on the bottom step. She tossed him a long rectangle of dark green fabric. He caught it against his chest as a wave of disbelief consumed him. The woman had been serious about covering him up. How very odd. His frown deepening, he wrapped the fabric around his hips. Grace waited until he moved away from the door before she looked at him again. Thank goodness he was finally covered. No wonder the Victorians insisted on fig leaves. Too bad she didn't have a few in her yard. The only thing out there was holly bushes, and she doubted he'd appreciate that. Grace headed to the living room and sat down on the couch. So help me, Lainey, she breathed. I'm gonna get you for this. And then he was there, sitting beside her, firing every hormone in her body with his presence. Moving to the opposite end of the couch, Grace eyed him warily. So, how long are you here for? Oh, great question, Grace. Why not ask him for the weather or his sign while you're at it? Jeez!
Until the next full moon.
His glacial eyes melted a degree, and as he ran it over his body, his gaze turned from ice to fire in the space of about 2 heartbeats. He leaned toward her, reaching to touch her face. Grace jumped to her feet and went to stand on the other side of the coffee table. Are you telling me that I'm stuck with you for the next month?
Yes.
Stunned, Grace rubbed her hand over her eyes. She couldn't entertain him for a month, a whole solid month. She had responsibilities, obligations. She had a new hobby to learn. Look, she said, believe it or not, I have a life, one that doesn't include you in it. She could tell by his face that he didn't care for her words. Not at all.
If you think I'm thrilled by being here with you, you're sadly mistaken. I assure you I'm not here by choice.
His words stung her. Well, not all of you feels that way. She gave a pointed glare to the part of him that was still ramrod stiff. Looking down at his lap and the lump bulging under the towel, he sighed.
Unfortunately, I don't have any more control over that than I do being here.
Well, there's the door, she said, pointing toward it. Don't let it hit you on the rump on your way out.
Believe me, if I could leave, I would.
Grace hesitated at his words and their significance. Are you telling me that I can't wish you away, or make you go back into the book?
I believe your word was bingo.
She fell silent. Rising slowly to his feet, Julian stared at her. In all the centuries he'd been damned, this was the first time this had come up. All his other summoners had known what he was, and they had been more than willing to spend the month in his arms, happily using his body for their pleasure. He'd never in his life, either this one or his mortal one, found a woman who didn't want him physically. It was odd, humbling, almost embarrassing. Could it be that the curse was weakening? That maybe at last he might be free?